Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, big happenings coming up over the 4th of July in Gary, South Dakota. It's the annual Independence Day celebration in Gary, and they do it big over there. And it's going to be a 3-day event, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And joining me on the phone right now is Melinda Jensen. Melinda is the president of the Gary, South Dakota Community Club. And how long have you been president, Melinda?
I think I've been president maybe about 7 years.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys, this is an annual event for you guys, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, tell us all about it. You got some a lot of activities packed in, what, 3 days?
3 days, you betcha. You know, the day that's the biggest in Gary is, of course, July 3rd is always our big day with so many activities. And that really starts around 8:30 down at the Gary Park, and that's when we start off all the kitty games and the kitty parade and all that stuff.
Okay.
So,
and it ends with the fireworks, big fireworks display at 10 o'clock on Thursday, July 3rd, right?
Yep, and that is put on by Fireworks City.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. You just want to go through all the activities there all 3 days and let our listeners know what's going to happen so they can come on over to Gary.
Yes, I can do that.
All right. I'll give you the floor then, Melinda.
Awesome. So like I said, it all starts on July 3rd, and it starts at 8:30 when we have signed up for the youth events down at the Gary City Park. And at 9 o'clock, we start with the kitty parade, and then follows the games, and we have turtle races going on.
Oh, nice.
Yep, it is, and there's a lot of turtles.
Oh, yeah, know. I don't think I've ever seen a turtle race.
Yeah, we take pictures, we video it. Yep.
Awesome.
It's fun.
Good.
To see. And then at 10 o'clock, the Gary Historical Society will open up their ice cream social at the park, which is underneath the white gazebo. And then at 10 o'clock also, over at Buffalo Ridge, they are having a vendor fair.
Okay.
And then at 10 o'clock, over on the Buffalo Ridge side is the tractor pull.
Oh, that's a pretty popular event, isn't it?
That is. And Matt Bildy does a very good job putting that on. And then at 11 o'clock, the community club will be serving their famous Rob Locker's hamburger.
Hmm.
So that goes from 11 to 1. And then we're going to start the kitty tractor pull at noon at the city park. And then after that, it's 1:30, the soapbox derby. After that, just kind of follows with the watermelon eating contest, the duck races.
I might have to enter the watermelon eating contest. I love watermelon.
They do have an adult version.
Oh, that's for kids. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's for kids and adults.
Oh, it is adults too. Okay, I probably could. Yep. I probably could win that one, I think.
Yep, the Historical Society puts that on.
Okay.
So, and then we have the water fights, of course, at 6 o'clock on Main Street. But we can't forget that the Gary Legion Post 109, they will be open at 5 p.m. having ice cream and pulled pork sandwiches. And we need to stop in there and support them, too. Mm-hmm. And then after the water fights, the Gary Fire Department is doing something a little different this year. They're going to have a gun bingo down at the fire hall, and everyone is welcome for that, and they are doing a pulled pork meal for free will donation, and that is all on the 3rd.
All right, and then you have the Gary Bar has a band playing, it looks like, and then ends with the fireworks.
Yep, my favorite headache will be inside the Gary Bar live. And then the fireworks about 10 o'clock or whenever it gets dark enough for them to start them. So.
The band is called My Favorite Headache, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of them before. That's pretty cool.
I don't think I have either.
I like that name.
Yep.
So, all right, a full day of on Thursday in Gary, South Dakota. And then tell us what's going to happen Friday and Saturday, Melinda.
So Friday, we do our annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament registrations at 8:30. And we're starting that a little earlier this year. So if people want to come and do a 3-on-3 basketball, it ranges from, I think it's 5-6-year-old, and it goes up to adults. And there is a registration fee that I have posted on my Facebook page, and I will also put it on the Gary Community Club Facebook page, too, if there's anyone interested in doing the 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Okay.
Good. And then the Four Moon Rising Rendezvous, that will be open to the public at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And there's directions how to get out there. And then we have at 11 o'clock, the Grease Monkey Car Show goes from 11 to 1. And then they're going to do a burnout competition again at 1:30 on Main Street. And if anyone wants to be in that, they can contact Marty Grable at 507-530-1629. And then once again, the Gary American Legion will be open at 5:30. And they are going to do stakes starting at 8:30. And then it's our first night of the PRCA Gary Rodeo starting at 6 p.m. at the northwest corner of Gary. Okay. And then also at 9 o'clock, they'll be starting a band right in front of the Gary Legion Post 109. It's called Dakota Blue featuring Katie J.
Okay. And you know Katie J, or you're telling me about Katie J? What's that connection again?
I do. So her last name used to be Melby, so that's Katie Melby, and she's a daughter of Bruce and Diane Melby, who used to own the Gary Alibi.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So it's a local girl. So.
Yep. Come out and see her at 9 o'clock on July 4th, Friday.
That's right.
All right. And that's part of the street dance, I'm guessing, right?
Yep. You are correct. And that will be right in front of the Gary Legion Post 109, not the Legion Hall, but the 109 Supper Club.
Okay. Good. How about Saturday in Gary on July 5th?
So Lake Cochran has a fun walk run at 8 o'clock registration. And then there's a pancake feed at the Legion again in Gary. And then we kind of have some more kids games, obstacle course at 11 o'clock. And that's ages up to 17. And then we decided to bring back the grown-up games, and that is 18 on up, and that's all at the Gary City Park. And then at 4 o'clock, there's going to be a golf cart parade, and that gets lined up at 4 p.m. at Buffalo Ridge. And it starts at 4:30. And then once again, the Gary Legion Post 109 Supper Club will be open, and they are going to be serving prime rib and burgers. And then 6 o'clock is the PRCA Gary Rodeo again, and then another street dance called Bourbondale Lane, and that is sponsored by the Gary Givers.
Nice. Wow, 3 full days of celebrating the 4th of July in Gary. That sounds fun. Tell us a little bit about the medallion hunt and the scavenger hunt. Do you know anything about that, Melinda?
I do. So one of the girls that are part of the community club, she will be putting that on, and she will be posting on the Gary community webpage where to find the scavenger hunt and the medallion hunt clues.
Okay. All right. And if you like the rummage sale, there's a rummage sale in Gary too?
Yep, so the rummage sales will be around Gary at people's houses. And then if anyone just wants to park their car, Jen has a place to park them. And you can contact Jennifer at the Gary store at 605-272-2222. 865-779 if you want to put your name on the rummage sales or if you want to do the junk in the trunk.
Okay. Junk in the trunk. What's that?
So that's just people will set up tables that they just want to get rid of, okay. You know. So if they just, you know, don't want to do it at their house, they can bring it down.
Okay. Oh, I got
Main Street there. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. I tell you, we're visiting with Melinda Jensen. Melinda is the president of the Gary South Dakota Community Club. Melinda, tell us a little bit about the community club, how many members you have. It takes a lot of people to pull something like this off.
That it does. So right now we just have, well, we have five that always come to the meeting, and we are always looking for more people to join us. But one good thing about Gary is we have some awesome volunteers that help us to make these 3 days possible. You know, without these people that help us out,
right.
You know,
wouldn't
it
happen.
Makes it run smoothly.
That's right. You have a lot of sponsors, too. A lot of businesses in Gary and the surrounding area help you out. It takes money to run something like this, doesn't it?
Yep, and some of the sponsors is Nosbush Plumbing and Heating, Gary Givers, the Canby News, Gary Liquor Store, Peeper Auctions, Duke County National Bank, ITC, Buffalo Ridge, Dream Chaser Trucking, Beastman, Buffalo Ridge, Photography by Kenzie, Lorenzen Auction, The Alibi, Prudential Insurance, The Style, Gate City General, Grease Monkey, Truck and Auto Repair, Lorenzen Equipment, Gary, South Dakota, Barb Beauty Shop and Mike's Repair, Gary's Gallery and Gifts, say that three times,
yep.
And Grable Construction, and then some other people, but those are our major sponsors right there.
That's awesome. Well, Melinda, you do a fantastic job, and you're in the community club there in Gary. It's a great community, isn't it?
It is. It very much is. It's fun to host other activities and yep. Events for the kids and everything, because it's not only these 3 days. You know, we do a Halloween haunted house that we set up at the Legion. We do an Easter egg hunt. We do dances for the kids. You know, we do a lot for the youth in Gary.
Right. So if someone's listening, is there a website or a Facebook page people can go to look at all the activities there? And
they can go. The Facebook page is Gary SD Community Club.
Okay, good.
And that's the Facebook page, yep.
And then all the activities and maybe updated announcements and stuff like that will be on there too.
Yeah, so if there's any activities are subject to change or cancel, it will be on there.
Okay. Well, did we touch on everything, Melinda? Or you?
I think we did.
All right. What's one of your activities that you look forward to every year?
You know, I just love it when the kiddie parade, when you see all the kids dressed up in different costumes.
Yep.
Because some of them get pretty good. You know, last year we had Laura Ingalls Wilder. You know, it's just fun to see what the parents come up with for their kids. So
good. Well, you have a great 3-day celebration there in Gary, and thank you, Melinda, for telling us all about it today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yep. That's Melinda Jensen, president of the Gary South Dakota Community Club. So head on over to Gary, South Dakota, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And especially the fireworks on Thursday night at 10 o'clock in Gary. And then you can participate in some of all the activities there.